The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 11th, 1974, in Paris, France.
Also, the other day, Srila Prabhupada, you were telling us in Geneva that in India it was, at least till the present day, forbidden to eat cows. And that those who would eat animals, they would eat dogs or goats like this.
Yes, we recommend the meat eaters to eat dogs. As Korea, they're eating dogs. So you can eat also dog. But don't eat it after death. We don't say don't eat. You are so much fond of eating, all right, you eat. Because after the death, we have to give somebody, some living entity. So generally it is given to the vultures. So why to the vultures? Take the civilized man. Who are as good as vultures. So-called civilized men. Yes. What is the difference between the vultures and these rascals? The vultures also enjoy a dead body, and they also kill, make it dead and enjoy. They are vultures.
Sakuni.
They are vultures, and their civilization is vultures. It. Animal eaters, they are like jackals, vultures, dogs, they are similar to these animals. They are human. It is not human food. Here is human food. Here is civilized food, human food. Let them learn it. And civilized rules vultures, rakshasas, and their leaders. Therefore I say, all fourth class men, they are leaders. Therefore the whole world is in chaotic condition. We require first class men to lead. We are first class men. Take our advice and then everything is all right. We are creating first class men. What is the use of fourth class men leading? All fourth class men. If I say so frankly, people will be very angry. All fourth class men. Basically, they are all fourth class men. Now, this first, second, third class men are described. So, at the present moment, no one belongs to this qualification. Even they are not to the third class men, Krishi Goraksha Manijam. Who is protecting the cows? That is the third class man's business. So therefore everyone is fourth class. So the fourth class men, they are electing their representative to govern. They are also on the big fourth class men. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Savir Varahosta Kara Sangstuta Purusapposu. Where is that verse? Find out. All fourth class men. Not fourth class, less than fourth class. Fourth class has got also some regulative duty, but at the present moment, no regulative duty. Anyone can do whatever he likes, whatever he thinks. Or fifth class, sixth class, no regulative duty. The human life is meant for regulative things. Just like we are insisting, our students, only for regulative things. Just to make them real human life. No regulative principle means animal life. Animal life. Tamasa brahmacharyena jamena niyamana. The yoga system is there. It is to learn the regulative principle. Jamena niyamena. The yoga system is very strict regulative principle. I do not know what they are doing. Generally, they misuse also that. But yoga means indriya sangyam, controlling the senses. That is real yoga system. Because as the animals, they cannot control their senses. Similarly, so the human being having higher intelligence, they should learn how to control the senses. This is human najat karna, karna pathe upeka. One who has not heard the message of Krishna. Isn't it?
Jatu nama
gadagrita. Jatu, even for some time, they did not hear.
General mass of people, unless they are trained systematically for a higher standard of life and spiritual values, are no better than animals, and in this verse they have been particularly put on the levels of dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Modern university education practically prepares one to acquire a doggish mentality to accept the service of a greater master. Like the dogs, after finishing so-called education, the so-called educated persons move from door to door with applications for some service.
At least we have got this experience in India. There are so many unemployed, educated. Because they have been educated as dog. They must find out a master. Otherwise they have no independent power to work. Dog, unless he finds out a very nice master, the street dog, loitering in the street.
There's a report that there are so many PhDs who are graduating from school now, but there are not enough jobs for them. So they have to take jobs as truck driver and taxi driver.
Where?
In the United States.
Yes,
that is supposed to be the Brahmin class too, the professors, the educated
class. They are not Brahmin.
Yeah.
Those who give education in exchange of money, they are not Brahmin. It's like we are lecturing educating people. We don't say that give us salary. We simply ask them, please come. Therefore you are making food. I'll give you food. I'll give you good seed. Please come and hear. We are not asking money. That first of all pay the fees. Then you come and learn Bhagavad Gita. We never say so. So these so-called teachers, they first of all settle up salary. What salary you give me? Give me. That is dog business. That is not Brahmana. Brahmana will not even ask. Brahmana is eager to give less knowledge. That's all. Brahmana is eager to see that people are educated. Take free education and be educated, be human being. This is Brahmana's business. I came here not to ask for any money. But I want to give lesson. This is Brahmana.
Today the priests are afraid to speak too strongly or else they will be fired and get no salary. Today the priests, they are afraid to speak.
Yeah.
Or like the politicians, they are afraid to speak because they are afraid that they will be voted out or get no more money to support them.
They are after money. So they are less than Shudras. That is the cause that Christianity has fallen down. They cannot speak straightly. Otherwise it is straight commandment. Thou shalt not kill. And because people are killing, they are giving man-to-man marriage. What to speak of other things? The priests, they are sermonizing this man-to-man marriage. Let's see how degraded they have become. Was there any conception, at least outside America, nobody knows that a man can be married with another man? Where is this? And they're supporting it. You know that? So, what is their standard?
Promulgating
the law,
so
he
asked me if it was going to help promulgate
a
law against cow killing.
So they said, now this is our proposal, that why you should kill cow. Cow may be protected to take milk and use this milk for so many nice preparations. Then, so far meat eating is concerned, so every cow will die. It is a fact. So, you wait a few days only. There are so many dead cows. So you take all the dead cows and eat. So what is the bad proposal? If you say that you are restraining us from meat eating, no, we don't restrain you. We simply request you that don't kill. When the cow is dead, you eat it.
In the Western countries now, the young people, when their parents grow old, they generally send them away to old age homes. So if they have no compassion, even towards their own parents, that they would send them away, then how can we educate them to protect the cow, right? Which is just like mother, if they're even willing to practice to kill their parents.
So there is no question of protecting. We shall protect. Simply, we ask them that don't purchase meat from the slaughterhouse. We shall supply you the cow after its death. Where is it wrong?
Not enough meat.
Huh?
Not enough meat fast enough. They're eating so much meat.
Fast meat, you have to eat the cow's flesh. So how you can make it fast? The cow's number are the same. So it will remain the same. Simply wait for the natural death. Where is the restriction? You have got a limited number of cows. Either you wait for the death or you kill it at once. The number of cows are the same. So we are simply request you that don't kill them. Wait for the natural death and take it. What is wrong? The number of cows is the same, you cannot increase it. Increase or decrease, the number of cows is there. So we simply request you that so long they are alive, let us take its milk and give nice foodstuff to the human society.
If they don't kill it, there will even be more cows.
Huh?
If they don't kill the cow, then they will even have more meat, because then the cow will have more time to reproduce, more calves. If they don't kill the cow right away,
yes.
There'll be even more cows.
More cows, yes. There are more cows. Simply we request that don't you propagate this. Don't kill. Don't maintain this slaughter. It's very sinful. It has got very awkward reaction on the society. Stop this slaughter. You don't say that you stop eating meat. You eat meat, but don't take it from slaughterhouse. And don't by killing. Simply wait and you will get the... How long the cow will live? Their maximum age is 20 years. So, not that you have to wait for 20 years. There are many cows, 18 years, 16 years or 10 years. So wait for that much time. Then you regularly get dead cows and eat. What is wrong? Make this program. You may, for a few years, may not get. By that time, you can eat some dogs and cats. Yes? Then Koreans are using dogs. So what is the difference between you and the Korean? You can eat also dogs for the time being. Or hogs. You eat hogs. We don't prohibit killing of this. Small animals. Don't sanction neither private. But especially we request cow protection because it is ordered by Krishna. Because we are Krishna conscious people, therefore we have to carry out the order of Krishna. Gauraksha, that is our duty. And economically also it is very useful. Krishna has recommended for nothing, it is not like that. It has some meaning. That if you have got cows, and you see, our cows, in even they are giving more milk than other cows, because they are confident that they will not be killed here. They have got sense. Not that they are rascals, they have no soul, they have no sense. They have got sense. In other places, they do not give so much milk. But in New Vrindavan, they're so jolly. As soon as Kirtanand Maharaj calls, they'll come. Yes. Just like friends. And they're confident that we'll not be killed. So they're jubilant and they're giving much meaning. Yes. So, in Europe, the cows are also good, but the cow killing system also is very good. So to stop this, you simply request that you will get the cow's flesh. As soon as it is dead, we shall supply you, free of charges. You haven't got to pay £4,000 or £4,000, so much money. You get free and eat. Why you are killing? Stop this. Slaughter. What is wrong in this proposal? I think he could not give any counter reasoning.
He gave a proverb.
Rather, he supported.
Yeah.
So use this. This is one of the business. Kushi go raksha manijam vaishakarma sabhavajam. You don't stop trade, you don't stop food, producing food grains, but we want to stop this killing houses. It is very, very sinful. Therefore, in Europe, so many wars. Every 10 years, 15 years, there is a big war and wholesale slaughter of the whole humankind. And these rascals, they do not see it. The reaction must be there. You are killing innocent cows and animals. Nature will take revenge. Wait for that. As soon as the time is right, the nature will gather all these rascals and clubs. Finish. They will fight amongst themselves, Protestant and Catholic, Russian and France and Germany. What is going on? Why? This is nature's law. Tit for tat. You have killed, now you will become killed amongst yourself. They are being sent to the slaughterhouse. And here you will create slaughterhouse. Dung, dung and kill, kill. You know, you saw me?
Yes, guillotine.
As soon as there is a bell, the Roman Catholics began to kill the Protestants. So, this is nature's law. You don't require to be sent to the slaughterhouse. You will make your slaughterhouse at home. You will kill your own child. Abortion. This is nature's law. What are these children being killed? They are these meat eaters. They enjoy. Now they are being killed by the mother. They do not know how nature is working. You must be killed. If you kill, you must be killed. That I have discussed in this now Chaitanya Chaitanya. Where is Nitai?
They kill the cow, which is the mother, and then sometime they get born, their mother kills them.
Yeah. The mother becomes child and child becomes mother. Have you got transcription of the bad story? Bad, the hunter story recited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
I which?
This 24th chapter, Madhya Lila.
No, I don't think it's typed yet.
What do you have typed, Bin? That is Narada's instruction. How by killing one becomes skilled.
Magrari.
Huh?
The hunter Magrari.
Yeah. He could mang, this meaning, the flesh, is Sanskrit word is mang so. Mang means me. And so means he. I am killing this animal, I am eating, and he will kill me and eat. This word is reminding that you are killing this animal eating, that this animal will kill you and eat it. This is the meaning of mangsa. Mangsa khadati, iti mangsa. he'll be given the opportunity to kill you. And when the animal is sacrificed before the goddess Kali, this mantra is cited to the ear of the animal that you are giving your life before goddess Kali. So next life you are getting the chance of human being. So he is promoted. Because he is being killed before the deity, goddess Kali. So he is elevated. And he is giving the chance that this man will become animal and he will kill. So after understanding this mantra, who will be ready to kill another animal? This is the mantra. While sacrificing an animal, this is the mantra. The priest will say in the ear that you, Mr. Goat, you are being killed before this goddess of Kali. So your benediction is that you had to undergo so many lives before coming to the human form of life, but because you are sacrificing as a reward for this, you get immediately human life. So he is not loser. And this man who is killing you, he will become a god like you, and you have the right to kill him. This is mantra.
Mangsa.
Mangsa. Mangsa khadati iti mangsa.
That story begins on verse 220. I only have up to 121. This is the most recent. She's probably typing it. She'll type it today or tomorrow.
There these things are discussed.
The story of Magrari.
In connection with that, I have discussed the animal killing.
Yeah.
So, all these meat eaters, they are responsible for killing the innocent cows.
Many people today are discussing this topic of reincarnation, but they don't understand the significance of the effects.
How they'll understand? All dull-headed fools, rascals, dressed like gentlemen. That's all. Tavaccha sobati murkha javat kinchin navasa. A rascal fool is decorated so long he does not speak. As long he'll speak, his nature will be revealed. What is he? This gentleman therefore did not stay long to expose himself.
That's intelligent.
No, we have to make this propaganda because we are servant of Krishna and Krishna orders Krishi Gaurakshabhani. So we must take to agricultural work to produce food and give protection to the cow. And if there is excess product, we trade. The simple thing we must do. Therefore I am anxious to take outside Paris this center. Our people should live there peacefully, produce food grains, give protection to the cows, and work hard. And if there is excess product, you can make money also. With ghee, he can start so many restaurants that have we discussed on this one. He can make good money. He'll not be a loser. Krishna conscious man, they will be never loser by following the instruction of Krishna. They live comfortably without any material want and taktadihaṁ punarjanma naiti, and after leaving this body, go to directly to God. This is our food.
We can produce food and ghee on the farm and then bring it and make prasadam and sell it at the restaurant.
Oh, yes. We can open our own restaurant. Your own restaurant, I've already said. You have not discussed?
We're preparing a letter to send to the whole society.
Yes. Suppose we make ghee there. We can make sandesh there. We can make rasgulla. We can make so many things. Especially ghee. So open restaurant in any part of the city and make nice kachori, singhara, puri, halwa and so many other things, juri, and people will purchase it. They will come and sit down. I have given already that every food stuff is ready. You sit down, whatever you like, you take. And this is our charge for one plate. Don't waste, just like it is distributed. You take 1, 2, 3, 4, as much as you like. But don't waste. Don't waste. So far, for your eating sumptuously, the charge is same. Suppose this man eats only one cake and you eat 4 cakes. And that does not mean we shall charge more.
Same charge.
You sit down, eat to your heart's content, be satisfied, and let him also eat. Don't waste, and you supply. This is your problem. Not that each time, they said, what is it? Each time a plate is brought, immediately a bill. Is it not? No. You sit down, eat to your satisfaction. Charge is the same.
They will leave the restaurant with their pockets full of
samosas. That we shall not allow.
You were telling us one time that in India, if a person has a mango orchard, you can come in if you're hungry and eat, but you cannot take any.
Yes. They still, if you have got a garden, somebody says, I want to eat some fruit. Yes, come on. Take as much fruit as you like. But you cannot take it. Any number of men can come and eat. They even do not prohibit the monkeys. All right, let him come. It is God's property. That is the system. That is mentioned in Bhagavad. If the animal, like monkeys, they come to your garden to eat, don't prohibit. Let him, he is also Krishna's part and parcel. Where he will eat, if you prohibit. It is very practical. I have got another. This is told by my father. My father's elder brother was keeping a cloth shop. My father also was keeping a cloth shop. So, it is in the village. So, my uncle, what he would do, that before closing the shop, he'll bring one, what is called?
Ball?
Ball, big ball. Or it is, what do you call it? Where you keep water? Basin. So, one basin full rice, he will keep in the middle of the shop. And there are rats. So, the rats will take the rice and not cut even a single cloth. It is practical. Yeah. They are also animals. Give them food. They will not create any disturbance. Give them food. Yeah. Because cloth are very costly and there are rats. If one cloth is cut by the rat, then it is great loss. So to save from this loss, you put in a basin. Rice was nothing. Rushing in our childhood, we have seen 2 anas per year. That is a profit. You see? So, one basin full rice, it doesn't cost even 1 ana. So, by giving 1 ana worth food, he saves so many. Hundreds of rupees cloth. Otherwise, if they are hungry, they will cut it. Everyone has got obligation. Even the tiger. One saintly person was in the jungle. His disciple said, the tigers will never come and disturb in the ashram. Because the ashram head, they will keep some milk little far away from the ashram and the tigers will come and drink and go out. He'll call You tiger, come and take your milk here. Just like we call the dogs. They'll come and take the milk in there. And they will never attack any inmates of the ashram. He will say, ये हमारा आदमी है, इसको कुछ बोलो नहीं. They are my men, don't harm them. Yes, tigers can be tender, just like dog. They are a dog species. More ferocious, that's all. More ferocious dog, that's all. So you can train them. I have seen in the world fair, one man has trained, I think most of you have seen, one tiger and one lion. And he is playing with the tiger and lion, just like one plays with dog. They can be trained. They can understand also that this man loves me, he gives me food, he is my friend. They also appreciate. That's how this picture you have seen, Haridas Thakur, the big snake is going. And the snake also knows that he's a sentry person. He may not be disturbed. Let me go ahead. And from reason also, Ishara Sabhutanam Riddhese, Krishna is everyone's heart. He's dictating. So Krishna can dictate to the animals, to the serpent, to the man, everyone. Such nice food stuff, and mostly they are made of milk. These people, they do not know, they kill the cows and throw the milk away to the hogs. And they are proud of their civilization. Like jackals and vultures. Actually, Krishna consciousness movement will transform these uncivilized men to real civilization.